the $700 billion battle.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke are on Capitol Hill this morning. They're answering lawmakers' questions about the $700 billion federal plan to bail out financial markets. But so far, lawmakers don't seem to be convinced. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd says the money seems to be going to all the wrong people.
It would do nothing, in my view, to help a single family save a home, at least not up front. It would do nothing to stop even a single CEO from dumping billions of dollars of toxic assets on the backs of American taxpayers, but at the same time, do nothing to stop the very authors of this calamity to walk away with bonuses and golden parachutes worth millions of dollars.
But Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson had one message for lawmakers: get moving already. Paulson said government regulation and other parts of the plan will need further debate, but that lawmakers need to put differences aside and pass the bill ASAP.
We must have that critical debate, but we must get through this period first. Right now, all of us are focused on the immediate need to stabilize our financial system. And I believe we share the conviction that this is in the best interest of all Americans. Now let's work together to get it done.
The federal plan would create a government entity that would buy up hundreds of billions of dollars worth of bad mortgages. Could be hard to rush this plan. $700 billion is a lot of money, after all. And this being Washington, everybody has a pet stipulation, as Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
In their own bills, lawmakers have pushed to limit CEO compensation, change bankruptcy laws to help homeowners, and give taxpayers an equity stake in the companies they help. All these provisions make Wall Street bankers a bit uneasy. But Congress has also taken some steps they like. Scott Talbot's a lobbyist for the Financial Services Roundtable.
Who can participate and what assets are eligible for purchase by Treasury are the heart of the matter, and they're still a little bit in flux.
He says one version of the bailout bill allows the feds to buy any troubled assets from banks, not just mortgage loans.
Are auto loans included? Are student loans included? Are credit card loans included?
I mean, troubled assets seems pretty broad.
It is. It is.
But it's not a done deal.
So there's still some uncertainty.
And Talbot and financial markets around the world are listening closely as Bernanke, Paulson, and Congress hash out the details and try to end the uncertainty. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
All the uncertainty this morning doesn't seem to be bothering investors too much. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 0.6% to 11,079. The NASDAQ up 0.7% to 2,194. The S&P 500 up 0.3% to 1,211. Overseas markets not so happy this morning. London's FTSE is down 1.75%. Germany's DAX is down 0.5%. China's Shanghai Composite Index shed 1.5% this morning. The price of oil has calmed down after its wild ride. Crude prices saw their biggest one-day rise in history yesterday. They jumped $16 to $130 a barrel. They're back down to about $108 a barrel this morning.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing, constantcontact.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org. And by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com.
The elections are just around the corner in this country. In our series, Interested Parties, we talk to different voters about their economic concerns. Today, we consider veterans. Nearly 2 million of them have returned from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Veterans Administration reports one in four of them earns less than $22,000 a year, and nearly one in five don't have jobs at all. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The military promises training opportunities and a lifetime of experience.
The Army takes you to your strongest point. And whatever you do after that, you'll just keep getting stronger.
I make $10.75 an hour here and then $11 an hour at the other job.
Michael Devon is a 24-year-old Army veteran. After 5 years as a military police officer, he wound up as a security guard at a JCPenney in Annapolis, Maryland. He also stocks groceries. Devon wanted a job as a civilian police officer, but he had a hard time explaining the value of his Army experience in job interviews. Veteran Paul Rykoff has heard that before. He's founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Rykoff says the military does train troops to use high-tech weaponry.
A young 19-year-old, 20-year-old could be responsible for literally millions of dollars worth of equipment.
Rykoff says the problem is what comes next. He says veterans need help with everything, from treatment for post-traumatic stress syndrome to getting bigger home and small business loans, and most of all, finding jobs.
If you're a 19-year-old machine gunner and you come out of the 82nd Airborne, there's not a lot of work done to mentor that young soldier, to help them market themselves in the corporate world and help them transition.
Rykoff says vets need help explaining how experience as a gunner or tank driver would be valuable in a civilian job. The Pentagon does require all departing troops to attend short job hunting courses. But former Marine officer Narelle Helmer says her four-day course mainly involved how to enroll for VA benefits.
After that 4 days, you're on your own. It's just fending for yourself in a stressful environment in a failing economy.
So Helmer went to a private job fair in Virginia for officers leaving the military. Former Army Captain Thomas Sullivan was also there. He says the government offers plenty of help, like online college courses troops can take from anywhere.
There is a good chance that a lot of soldiers don't take advantage of the particular assets out there. That's really on them.
Advocates like Paul Rykoff say that's easy for officers with higher degrees to say. He says rank-and-file troops need serious government support to see action on the civilian job front. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We'd love to hear about your economic concerns. Go to marketplace.org and click on Interested Parties. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.